Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. 61 now at our studios at Airport and 65. More from Dr. Bill's forecast in just a second. Right now, Kane's got traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. We've had a great start from the Eastern Shore, from Daphne, Spanish Ford, across the Bayway and the Causeway. Towards Wallace Bankhead Tunnels, light traffic to the 1065 split. And state troopers say they've got radar out towards I-10, Theodore Dawes Road to Grand Bay Wilmer Road, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Perfect for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. In Mobile, call 345-9544. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Paul Lewis, General Manager of Roy Lewis Construction. In 1984, our founding principles were to provide a quality product, build quality relationships, and invest in our employees and community. That's who we are today. We specialize in remodeling and new construction in commercial and industrial applications, restaurants, professional offices, churches, and retail. Your success as a client is our mission, building legacies one relationship at a time. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com.
Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
If there's no further debate, the question is on the passage of the bill as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill as amended is passed.
Yes, it is. And more money coming for small businesses and other groups, of course. The big question, how we're going to pay for it all. That's when we get started on this April 22nd, Wednesday edition of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic, Jeff Poor joins us. Lots of stuff going on today. And the text line and the phone line is always open for you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also here in Alabama, Governor Ivey spoke yesterday. And, don't look to Georgia.
And I'm as eager as anybody to get our economy back open, spinning on all cylinders again. But again, we have to be careful and cautious in what we are doing and do it in a smart, productive way.
That's a very genteel way of saying Alabama not opening back up for business this week, and at least not until April 30th, as Governor Ivey said. The decision wasn't entirely hers. Actually, she said that, if you read between the lines, the decision is Dr. Scott Harris's decision. So, not the governor's, which is not completely the way it actually is, but...
Yeah, and I think, I'm not sure if I was surprised by the announcement yesterday that they're going to stick with the stay-at-home order through April 30th, but I know that a lot of journalists were surprised. I think a lot of people expected her to maybe lift those early after the other states announced they're lifting theirs early.
Yeah, I thought it would be enough of a snowball from last week with Lieutenant Governor's Task Force report, and then having that and those suggestions made, then having Georgia open up, having Tennessee open up, other states in limited capacity open up. I thought the pressure would be enough, but in fact it was not, and it looks like at least till April 30th with closed current stay-in-place orders not to be lifted till then. All right, as we do at the start of each hour during Mobile Mornings, looking at coronavirus by the numbers nationally and back here at home. Dalton, what are we looking like from yesterday?
Yeah, nationally, 819,175 cases of COVID-19 now in America, with 45,343 deaths. The number of those who have recovered from the SARS-CoV-2 virus is now up to 82,973.
Is this another name you're using?
Yeah, SARS-CoV-2 is the... I'm not sure if it's more specific than COVID-19. I think it is, because it's an offshoot of the original SARS virus.
Can we just pick one?
No, there's some variety there when you're coming up with names for this thing.
Right.
But new cases yesterday in the United States, 25,985, which is a touch much below any of the numbers that we've had in the last few days and lower than any of the new cases in the last 2 weeks. Unfortunately, the number of daily deaths yesterday in America spiked and is now the highest number we've had to date. 2,804 died from coronavirus yesterday, and that's higher than the original highest number, which came on April 15th with 2,618. Here in our state, there are now 5,327 confirmed cases in the state, with 144 who have died from COVID-19. 48,387 total tests have been rounded up from the by the Alabama Department of Public Health. 697 hospitalizations since March 13th, and Mobile County now has the most number of cases and most number of deaths due to coronavirus. 721 cases in Mobile County with 28 deaths. They went past Jefferson yesterday in both numbers. Jefferson County now has 700 cases with 16 deaths. Baldwin County, 123 cases with 3 deaths. 17 cases in Washington County with 1 death. 24 in Clark County with 1 death. 9 cases in Monroe County with 1 death. 17 cases in Escambia. 18 in Choctaw. 9 in Conecuh. And 49 now in Wilcox County with 1 death. And looking at the number of new cases yesterday in Alabama, there were 249, which is much higher than we've seen the last 5 days prior to yesterday, but still only the sixth highest number since coronavirus came to Alabama. Unfortunately, yesterday we reached the new peak for number of deaths in Alabama with 22. That's higher than the next highest date, which was on March 31st when there were 18 reported deaths, and comes after about a week where the most deaths we had in one day was 14. So a new high number of deaths yesterday in Alabama and in the United States.
All right. With those numbers, do you question reopening Alabama? We asked that question in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Should Governor Ivey reopen Alabama before April 30th? 75% of y'all say yes. We'll see where those numbers go today. Also, coming up in sports, what are we going to talk about?
Well, he's back.
Yeah, who?
Gronk is back. He's yes. coming back to the NFL, and he won't be playing for the Patriots. I'll let you know more about that later. And lawsuits now filed with the closing of the XFL.
All right, get to that coming up in just a second, plus news headlines. And, yeah, as we're talking about reopening Alabama, made a lot of news yesterday what's happening over in South Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia, and their loosened coronavirus-related restrictions. And Georgia gets most of the attention yesterday. Martin Savage from Westwood One with more.
Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp announcing he'll begin easing social distancing orders in his state this week.
When we have more people moving around, we're probably going to have see our cases continue to go up. But we're a lot better prepared for that now than we were over a month ago.
On Friday, places like barbershops, hair and nail salons, bowling alleys, and gyms are all allowed to reopen. And by Monday, restaurants and theaters will be back in business too.
The entities which I'm reopening are not reopening as business as usual.
The governor says they'll all, at minimum, need to screen employee temperatures, require masks and gloves where appropriate, and enforce social distancing in the workplace. Mayors in some of Georgia's cities frustrated with Kemp's decision.
Our governor often defers to local control, and I wish that this were an instance that he deferred to local control.
I am beyond disturbed. In my mind, this is reckless.
We're simply not ready to reopen. Our hospital is still at capacity, and we certainly don't have the capacity to contact trace.
We were all caught off guard and quite frankly surprised.
President Trump's guidelines for states to reopen recommended states show a 14-day decline of coronavirus cases. And that's not the case in Georgia or neighboring Tennessee, which will allow some businesses to operate as soon as April 27th, nor in South Carolina, who will now let local leaders choose if beaches will open. Dr. Deborah Burke says governors can decide for themselves whether they've reached the specific White House guidelines.
When you inform the public and give them the information that they need, then they can make decisions along with the local government and governors.
In New York City, the mayor canceling all large gatherings like parades through June, even as the state overall continues to see a decline of coronavirus-related hospitalizations and infections.
People are a little more relaxed because they see the numbers coming down, and we know human behavior. When that activity level increases, you can very well see that infection rate spread.
And in cities like Philadelphia, Chicago, and Boston, leaders still bracing for the toughest days.
The worst is yet to come for a lot of people. I think even when we'll be on the surge, we're still going to have positive cases of coronavirus. We're still going to have loss of life.
Right. Speaking of reopening states, this reopen movement that's in all different states is here in Alabama as well. Reopen Alabama, it seems to be a big thing on the internet, but the numbers in person have not lived up to that. We'll talk about that coming up in a few. News is next.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. There are now two local nursing homes battling COVID-19 after an outbreak at the facilities. On Tuesday, officials at Linwood Healthcare and Rehab Center confirmed multiple residents and an employee have tested positive for the virus. Just a few miles away, Crown Healthcare has also been dealing with its own outbreak. The National Guard is stepping in to help sanitize Crown. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced that the state's stay-at-home order will remain in effect through April. Exactly when the state could reopen is unclear. Today, the governor is expected to hear recommendations from Alabama's congressional delegation. Meanwhile, there were protests in Montgomery Tuesday by people demanding the state reopen. People stood on the sidewalk at the Capitol and more protested from their cars, despite 200 more cases and 10 new deaths in Alabama. A 12-hour standoff ended peacefully in Atmore. A man had barricaded himself inside a home on Snead Drive. The police chief says John Bradley James is in custody. He says that incident began as a domestic situation. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
With a worldwide pandemic and stock markets plummeting, now is the time to listen to a voice of reason. No fear-mongering or speculation, just straightforward talk about how to retire during unprecedented times. Get it right here every Sunday afternoon at 1 on What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Or call Andrew today at 800-848-8768. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Rob Gronkowski is coming back to the NFL and coming back to Tom Brady. The New England Patriots have agreed to trade Gronkowski to Tampa Bay to reunite the tight end with the only NFL quarterback he's played with in his career. The 30-year-old Gronk retired from football after the 2018 season while still under contract with the Patriots. The Buccaneers announced the details of the trade in a news release yesterday. New England will receive a fourth-round pick in this week's NFL draft, while the Buccaneers will receive a seventh-round pick in return. Gronkowski won three Super Bowls with Brady and became one of the greatest NFL tight ends of all time in 9 years with New England. After he retired in 2018, Gronkowski lost some weight and joined the WWE. He even won the WWE's 24/7 title earlier this month at WrestleMania 36. Here's Gronkowski's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, saying that Gronk feels reborn after taking a year off.
He really needed a break, physically and mentally. He fought hard. The year they won the Super Bowl, he played injured pretty much the entire season. He was never truly himself. He's a team player. This time off really reinvigorated him physically. He tells me he feels fantastic, the best he's ever felt.
Unfortunately for all of us, the Patriots and Buccaneers are not scheduled to play each other this season. But if Brady and Gronk are still with Tampa in 2021, Patriots fans will have the opportunity to see their old heroes face New England in Foxborough. Vince McMahon's XFL canceled its inaugural season in March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Then the league folded a couple weeks ago before filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last week. Now, former XFL Commissioner Oliver Luck is suing McMahon for wrongful termination. In the lawsuit that was filed in Connecticut last week, Luck claims that he was wrongfully terminated by McMahon on April 9th, one day before the league formally suspended operations and laid off its employees. McMahon hired the former NFL quarterback to lead the XFL in 2018. Luck has not spoken publicly about the league since it folded. His lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. AL.com reports that South Alabama and head basketball coach Richie Riley have agreed to a two-year contract extension that will keep Riley with the Jags through 2024. Riley and the Jags are 37-28 since he took over the program 2 years ago. South was the number two seed in the Sun Belt Conference before this year's season was canceled. According to a report from the Associated Press, family members of four passengers killed in a helicopter crash with Kobe Bryant and his daughter have joined Bryant's widow, Vanessa Bryant, in filing wrongful death lawsuits against the companies that owned and operated the aircraft. The suits on behalf of three members of one family and a woman who helped coach Bryant's 13-year-old daughter in basketball were filed electronically Sunday in Los Angeles Superior Court. The pair of lawsuits comes about 2 months after Bryant's wife also sued Island Express Helicopters, Inc., which operated the Sikorsky aircraft, and its owner, Island Express Holding Corporation. The group was heading to a basketball tournament January 26th when the chopper crashed in thick fog northwest of Los Angeles. C-A-N-C-E-L-L-E-D. Canceled.
You spelled it all right.
Yeah, organizers of the Scripps National Spelling Bee announced yesterday that due to the coronavirus pandemic, the event's been canceled for the first time since 1945. It was canceled that year because of World War II. The event's typically held in June. Organizers determined there was, quote, no clear path to safely set a new date in 2020 with a postponement. Scripps will not change eligibility requirements for next year's Spelling Bee, meaning that the kids who are in eighth grade this year will miss the opportunity to compete in the national finals. Spelling Bee is open to kids through the eighth grade, and next year's Scripps Spelling Bee is now slated for June the 1st through the 3rd. 622 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports and spelling on Mobile Mornings. It's an anxious time for all of us. To help manage the stress, your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping, curbside pickup, and even free delivery. They welcome call-in orders and encourage phone consultations to help you find an all-natural solution for you and your pet. Call owner Joe Brown with your order today and get a free CBD hand sanitizer with purchase while supplies last. Your CBD store at West Mobile on Hillcrest, across from Waffle House, or on Facebook says, "Keep shopping local, Mobile."
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on Daru Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Just like other staples, non-hyped, accurate, local COVID-19 news is hard to find these days. No worries, though. FM Talk 106.5 has shelves full of the information you need. Getting through this together.
Good morning from the CartDoctor.com Traffic Center. We've had a good start from the 1065 split and traveling downtown for the tunnels across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear with light traffic heading up towards Pritchard and Saraland, and no problems through Tillman's Corner at Theodore. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. If you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression, find them on Facebook and Instagram, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
626 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill Williams joins us here in just about 8 minutes. All right. So a couple things here. Number one, so Governor Ivey yesterday said no opening of Alabama reopening until at least April 30th. You know, and this is one of the questions asked on the text line. Jason asked that, yeah, with all the new cases yesterday and deaths in Alabama, should we be upset about not reopening? So that's one of the questions out there. What is we? And good question, Jason. It's one of those questions I placed, you know, earlier this week. Dalton, you and I talked about this idea of, what's a tolerable? I mean, this sounds so—it's so harsh, and I'm just framing it, knowing that it does. Is there a number of deaths that's acceptable for opening business? Is it zero? Is it 10? Is it? I don't know what that number is. Is it exist at all? But that's one of the things that people will discuss. Although you could ask, even if you kept everybody sheltered in place and not moving, how many of those deaths would happen anyway? Mm-hmm. These are things we don't know.
I think that number is different for each individual, mm-hmm, and how they're being affected specifically by this shutdown. You know, some people, if you've lost your entire livelihood, if you're looking at your business, mm-hmm, completely shutting down, the risk of not going back to work is higher than the risk of 22, 24, however many deaths there may be in the state each day. I think the big thing about this, and as we see states start to reopen, is when each state and each city and county specifically are going to see their peak in cases, because it's different across the United States. So, you know, by not extending it, I think that was good, but keeping it at April 30th, I think the governor also keeps the people off her back that are saying these states are opening too early.
You know, those reopened Alabama rallies, two have happened now, one in Huntsville and one in Montgomery, and they both have been very poorly attended.
Right.
So even though it seems like a big deal on social media and on text lines out there in the real world, doesn't seem as much. And we'll talk more about this and Governor Ivey when we come back. Y'all stay close.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. There are now two local nursing homes battling COVID-19 after an outbreak at the facilities. On Tuesday, officials at Linwood Healthcare and Rehab Center confirmed multiple residents and an employee have tested positive for the virus. Just a few miles away, Crown Healthcare has also been dealing with its own outbreak. The National Guard is stepping in to help sanitize Crown. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced that the state's stay-at-home order will remain in effect through April. Exactly when the state could reopen is unclear. Today, the governor is expected to hear recommendations from Alabama's congressional delegation. Meanwhile, there were protests in Montgomery Tuesday by people demanding the state reopen. People stood on the sidewalk at the Capitol and more protested from their cars, despite 200 more cases and 10 new deaths in Alabama. A 12-hour standoff ended peacefully in Atmore. A man had barricaded himself inside a home on Snead Drive. The police chief says John Bradley James is in custody. He says that incident began as a domestic situation. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Allegri Farm Market appreciates the continued support of their loyal customers and is working tirelessly to provide the same quality produce and personal service as they have through the years, keeping the shelves filled with fresh local fruits, vegetables, and groceries while providing a clean and safe shopping environment is their commitment to you. Allegri Farm Market, serving the Baldwin and Mobile communities today as they will tomorrow. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Sundays 9 to 5, in Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64, Allegri Farm Market.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. Given the unprecedented changes in our community, we've adapted here at the dealership to accommodate you, our Kobe family. We are now offering remote delivery services for your next Kobe Subaru purchase. From evaluating your trade at your home to finding the payment that fits your budget, we can do it all virtually or over the phone. In addition to remote delivery services, Kobe Subaru is now offering 0% for up to 63 months on select new 2020 Subaru models, with 90 days until your first payment. To take advantage of our remote delivery services, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000.
I assure you that our staff is following CDC guidelines, and each part of your vehicle purchase process will be conducted with professionalism as well as dedication to your safety. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
If you're a sportsman and love the great outdoors, you know how important it is to utilize the tips and tricks that really good fishermen and hunters know. That's why sportsman and writer, editor, and photographer John Felsher is sharing his knowledge gathered from a lifetime of learning what works and what doesn't. Listen for the Outdoor Tips Daily on FM Talk 106.5. You may become more successful fishing and hunting. Sponsored by Baldwin Tractor and Equipment and Monroe Sausage. Outdoor Tips with John Felsher on FM Talk 106.5.
Special report, coronavirus update. The Senate has approved a $483 billion coronavirus aid package. The measure passed by the Senate would replenish a small business rescue program and provide hospitals with $75 billion. The president's new focus, immigration.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, at odds with President Trump on just about everything related to the illness, is blasting the decision to curb what immigration there is.
He hasn't gotten us the testing. He's not getting us the stimulus funding. He's not doing his job. So he's going to his all-time favorite distraction, immigration.
The 60-day immigration suspension would only cover those looking to work in the United States with permanent status. But the president's rationale covers those who aren't trying to get green cards.
The American people want to make sure that they have jobs for the American people, not for people that come in many cases illegally into our countries.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kuschenko with Your Money Now. Netflix picked up nearly 16 million global subscribers during the first 3 months of the year. Netflix more than doubled the quarterly growth it predicted in January, well before the COVID-19 outbreak began to shut down many major economies. It was the biggest three-month gain in the 13-year history of Netflix's streaming service. The pandemic is boosting momentum for major broadband legislation, highlighting the widespread lack of high-speed internet in U.S. homes. Leading lawmakers of both parties say the long-delayed issue of closing the so-called digital divide is gaining new prominence. The Small Business Administration has reported it had a potential data breach last month in its website handling disaster loan applications. The agency says the personal information of more than 7,000 business owners applying for loans was potentially seen by other applicants on the SBA website on March 25th. The SBA says the disaster loan program was affected, not the Paycheck Protection Program. On Wall Street, futures sharply higher. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast, are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Another beautiful day yesterday. How long does this continue? You got rain on the way, don't you?
We sure do. And we've got another good chance to pick up perhaps an inch of rain or maybe more. We've got a low pressure system in Texas again, headed our way. Warm front coming north from the Gulf of Mexico. And the combination will produce some widespread shower and thunderstorm activity tomorrow. and that'll be across Mississippi, Alabama, and northwest Florida. As for today, another day to enjoy. Partly cloudy, about 82 degrees this afternoon, a little more humid. Tonight, though, it'll be cloudy, and we could see some showers and thunderstorms develop after midnight. Low tonight will be in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, and some severe thunderstorms are possible. And that could be from morning and afternoon. And temperatures tomorrow around 80 degrees. There is the possibility that we could see a tornado develop. A little more likely, though, over central Alabama and Mississippi, but we can't rule out our area. So showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. We'll likely see some scattered thunderstorm activity in the morning, and then the activity will increase in the afternoon as a cold front moves in. All of that activity should end tomorrow evening, and it will clear off on Friday. It should be sunny, about 82 degrees. May see a few clouds come in Friday night, but then sunny again on Saturday, about 85, and mostly sunny on Sunday, a little bit cooler, with a high in the upper 70s. So right now it's shaping up for a really nice weekend.
Well, we deserve that after a couple of weekends that weren't. Okay, so for tonight, tomorrow, timeline, you said it looks like more of a daytime issue than a nighttime issue. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to be. We may see some a few thunderstorms develop after midnight tonight, but most of the activity will be tomorrow. We'll see more of some scattered showers and thunderstorms for the morning. And then in the afternoon, we'll more likely see a line of showers and thunderstorms come in the afternoon, and that'll form ahead of the cold front.
And so by the time we get into Thursday evening, is it on past? Or?
Yeah, things should be improving. Most of it should be on to the east. So Thursday evening, we may see some lingering showers. And then clearing off Thursday night. Friday looks great. As I mentioned, sunny and about 82.
All right. Looking forward to that, Dr. Bill, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, and just great guy, Dr. Bill Williams. 6:38, traffic's on the way, plus we'll check in with Dalton for sports. And you have more on this, when to reopen the state. You got Georgia reopened yesterday and moving forward with some degree. You got Tennessee, you know, Florida at some degree. It's kind of area by area in Florida. But the pressure, you would think, would be on Governor Ivey big time to reopen the state. Even the Lord knows she has impaneled committees right and left out there. And the directive she's getting from those impaneled committees are telling her to reopen, but yesterday doubling down on keeping the state closed till April 30th. But then again, you frame this against the fact that yesterday we had more deaths than we had had from coronavirus in a while, right?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not sure how the number of new deaths, how that comes about specifically from the Alabama Department of Public Health, because you would think that those new reported deaths would be for that day, that whoever passed away due to coronavirus that day would be counted towards that day's total. I'm not exactly sure if that's exactly how they're gathering these numbers or if that's when they get the report that someone has died due to COVID-19. But we did see a spike in the number of new reported deaths yesterday. And I think what they're doing with the state of Alabama, what Governor Ivey's doing and Dr. Harris, I think they're trying to follow these federal guidelines that were laid out by the president and his coronavirus task force last week. Some of these other states we've seen, like Georgia, they're not exactly following the guidelines as closely. Like, for instance, one of the things that the president's administration said is they want to see the ability for states to test be ramped up significantly before they're able to open their economy again. And Georgia is not waiting for that. But that is one thing that Dr. Harris mentioned yesterday. He said, and Governor Ivey, they said that they're just simply have not been enough tests done in the state yet to qualify for reopening. So I'm not sure if they're truly going to wait until we've tested. We still haven't tested more than 1% of the people in Alabama. But then the question is, you know, they've told us if you call for a test, you have to have certain symptoms. And it actually has to be relatively significant because there's so many people that have had coronavirus and have recovered after a few days or who never even knew they had the virus. So are we not testing enough because we don't have enough tests, or are we not testing enough because not enough people feel sick enough to go get the test? I think the answer is somewhere in the middle there.
We'll talk about that coming up. And also, we wondered when it would happen here locally. Some kind of civil disobedience. It came in the form of a barber shop that opened up for a few hours yesterday in South Baldwin and then closed right back down. More on that story coming your way next.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had a great start coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. No problems from Schillinger and Airport. Also, Spring Hill, Moffitt and Dolphin at 65 looking good. Heading northbound up towards Pritchard and Saraland. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running during this stay-at-home time. They offer rentals, or they can also sell you a new used cart, too. Cart Doctor is open. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Hey, by the way, I got a text here from Tricia from Cart Doctor yesterday, because I was having my rant that's been going on through the stay-at-home orders, and she's with me, because the folks out at Cart Doctor can tell you what makes a street-legal vehicle, and it's a VIN, and they can walk you through it. And I'm happy to see carts on the streets of our neighborhood or around here that are street-legal vehicles, but I've had this discussion with my children as friends of theirs ride by and all that. Street legal still has to be operated by somebody with a driver's license. Okay? When I know you kids, and I know y'all's age, and I know you're 12 and 13 years, not saying that I wouldn't now, because I like to be completely frank. I think I'm an honest dude. Would I have done the same? Would I have tried to do the same thing at your age? Yes.
No doubt.
Yes, I would have. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to make a story. Oh, I was about. No, I would have all been in that. I'd also gotten caught and had the floor mopped with me. but that's that was my only thing about the carts, and I was talking about that with Trisha. I'm cool with the carts. I just think we got an issue right now. Maybe it's in your neighborhood, maybe it's just in my neighborhood, but I see them out on, like, not just the neighborhood streets, but the secondary neighborhood streets to get some traffic. And yes, I've become an old man, and I worry about the children. And I see 13-year-olds riding down the... I know, I guess you could say, well, they could be out there on their bicycle. Yeah, but
there's one man in our neighborhood who has a cart, and it seems every weekend morning he takes it for a little Sunday drive around the... every weekend morning, he takes it for a Sunday drive around the neighborhood.
Right.
I'm usually out working in the yard, and I'm jealous of him. He looks so cool in that cart. But yeah, the kids aren't driving it
I'm cool with the carts. I'm cool with that dude riding the carts. It's just the kids that don't even have a permit. I mean, they're riding around. All right, I'm off that for a second. So I mentioned the act of civil disobedience. Mm-hmm. We've been wondering about that as we continue with the shutdown order. It's at least until April 30th when we'll reopen for, at least according to the press yesterday, April 30th would be the earliest we'd reopen in Alabama. So what does this mean for businesses that are shuttered? We had the story about a barbershop up in Jefferson County, I think it was Monday or so, they opened. Now here in our area, a story from our news partners at WKRG, and a great story from Debbie Williams. What's up, Debbie? Said an Orange Beach barbershop reopened to customers for the first time since the stay-at-home order was issued by Governor Kay Ivey. Owner of the Men's Den Barbershop in Orange Beach, Mary Wright said she has had enough and reopened at 9 o'clock yesterday morning after being closed for 6 weeks. She said she was able to stay open for just over 4 hours and cut hair for almost half a dozen clients before Orange Beach Police Chief Steve Brown paid her a visit to, quote, remind her of the governor's order, end quote. Wright said she expected that visit and promptly closed her business again. She says it's a free country and people have the right to make their own decisions, and that right has been taken away, end quote. Wright says she's applied for all the government programs aimed at helping small businesses like hers. She's applied for unemployment, and she's received so far is $200 in food stamps. So what do you tell people like Mary Wright when you keep the state closed? It's tough. It's tough, but at the same time, you have more cases coming online or cases coming online and fatalities from COVID-19, but it's a real issue that is stretching so many people to their point where they're going to give up or they're going to do something like this, just open their business back up.
You know, it also makes it difficult on law enforcement. And I would say probably not.
You know,
all
that officer did not want to go.
Exactly.
But the folks I know in law enforcement, this is the last thing they'd want to go do, shut down somebody who's running their regular business, but they got to go enforce them.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd say.
Oh, I hate that. I'd hate that job.
Not all, but a majority of law enforcement in this country hate having to tell people to
quit working.
Right. Yeah, that's just, it's completely.
Quit contributing to society. Stop it right now.
It's completely against the American spirit. And so it's tough for law enforcement. But, you know, it's in the name, enforcement.
It's their job. All right, 646 FM Talk 106.5. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, check in with Dalton for sports, and headlines are next.
Maaco Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Maaco Forestry, 251-747-1802, or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. There are now two local nursing homes battling COVID-19 after an outbreak at the facilities. On Tuesday, officials at Linwood Healthcare and Rehab Center confirmed multiple residents and an employee have tested positive for the virus. Just a few miles away, Crown Healthcare has also been dealing with its own outbreak. The National Guard is stepping in to help sanitize Crown. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey announced that the state's stay-at-home order will remain in effect through April. Exactly when the state could reopen is unclear. Today, the governor is expected to hear recommendations from Alabama's congressional delegation. Meanwhile, there were protests in Montgomery Tuesday by people demanding the state reopen. People stood on the sidewalk at the Capitol and more protested from their cars, despite 200 more cases and 10 new deaths in Alabama. A 12-hour standoff ended peacefully in Atmore. A man had barricaded himself inside a home on Snead Drive. The police chief says John Bradley James is in custody. He says that incident began as a domestic situation. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When you're injured, the insurance company often tries to pay you less than you deserve. They call it business. We call it bullying. I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Every day, we get our clients more than what the insurance companies initially offered and more than they were hoping to pay. Sometimes even 100 times more. How do we do it? It's simple. It starts with believing and it ends with betting. Believing in you and betting on ourselves. We use our size, our financial resources, and our reputation to take on the biggest bullies and get you the biggest results. We have recovered billions of dollars for our clients. You know what the insurance companies are hoping for? That you hire the wrong law firm that won't make those bets. That's why when you need a lawyer, the choice you make makes all the difference. Results matter. Reputation matters. Choices matter. So after an injury, who will you choose? There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Hey, hanging out with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And Sid, as you know, I've got two houses, unfortunately, right now. I got the one that y'all have been taking care of for so many years with its weed-free lawn. Looks fantastic. I got the house we bought that we've moved into that I didn't have you taking care of all those years. Man, I got weeds. Like, I'm not used to this. I'd forgotten what it was like to have weeds everywhere.
Yeah, so.
What do I do?
Well, you know, we could still come clean it up. Let me just put your mind at ease there. So we would come out, we would clean up the weeds you have. But the real key is going to be putting out a pre-emergent at that time as well, because there's a whole new batch of weeds coming. So if you're seeing weeds now, that's okay. We can clean those up. But it's really the weeds coming in summer that we're more concerned about. So just give us a call. We'll come out.
Okay, so you can deal with the weeds that are existing right now in that yard, and then you can get me back on this program so I don't see them in the future.
That is correct.
All right, how do we get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Rob Gronkowski is coming back to the NFL and coming back to Tom Brady. The New England Patriots have agreed to trade Gronkowski to Tampa Bay to reunite the tight end with the only NFL quarterback that he's played with in his career. The 30-year-old Gronkowski retired from football after the 2018 season while still under contract with the Patriots. The Buccaneers announced the details of the trade in a news release yesterday. New England will receive a fourth-round pick in this week's NFL draft, while the Buccaneers will receive a seventh-round pick in return. Gronkowski won three Super Bowls with Brady and became one of the greatest NFL tight ends of all time in 9 years with New England. After he retired in 2018, Gronkowski lost some weight and joined the WWE. He even won the WWE's 24/7 title earlier this month at WrestleMania 36. Here's Gronkowski's agent Drew Rosenhaus saying that Gronk feels reborn after taking a year off.
He really needed a break, physically and mentally. He fought hard. The year they won the Super Bowl, he played injured pretty much the entire season. He was never truly himself. He's a team player. This time off really reinvigorated him physically. He tells me he feels fantastic, the best he's ever felt.
Unfortunately for football plans, the Patriots and football fans, the Patriots and Buccaneers are not scheduled to play each other this season. But if Brady and Gronk are still with Tampa in 2021, Patriots fans will have the opportunity to see their old heroes face New England in Foxborough. AL.com reports that South Alabama and head basketball coach Richie Riley have agreed to a 2-year contract extension that will keep Riley with the Jags through 2024. Riley and the Jags are 37-28 since he took over the program 2 years ago. South was the number 2 seed in the Sun Belt Conference this season before the year was canceled. Speaking of canceled, organizers of the Scripps National Spelling Bee announced yesterday that due to the coronavirus pandemic, that event has been canceled for the first time since 1945. The Spelling Bee was canceled in 45 because of World War II. Events typically held in June, organizers determined there was no clear path to set a new date in 2020 with a postponement. Scripps will not change eligibility requirements for next year's Spelling Bee, meaning that kids who are in the 8th grade this year will miss the opportunity to compete in the national finals. Spelling Bee is open to kids through the 8th grade. Next year's Spelling Bee now slated for June the 1st. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Arrow Exterminating. Business or residential, inside and out, let Arrow take care of all of your pest control needs. Call Arrow, 888-GO-ARROW, or online, arrowexterminators.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Good morning from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department working in action off Cottage Hill Road in the East I-65 Service Road South. It's going to be without injuries. Wreckers are on the scene. So far, a nice ride from the 1065 split. Once again, traffic in from the Eastern Shore, the Bayway, the Causeway, clear. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. If you're suffering from extra anxiety, depression, maybe you've got pain or seizures, they may be able to help with their Lotus CBD product. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Jeff Poore joins us later on in the show. And as always, we're talking to you at 343-0106. Running it as a text line between now and 8, but of course, turning up your voice and love to hear your voice coming up after 8 o'clock. This texter says, reporting hospitalizations is more important. This is a pandemic. What about this situation where, I wondered about this, like with Georgia opening, okay, so say if you're somebody that's in a, you know, a border town there, you're in, you know, somewhere that's right on the, you know, right across from Columbus mm-hmm. or something, you know, and, up and down, I'm thinking about where we go up at DeSoto State Park, that's up at Little River Canyon, you like drive... You come through, what is the name of the town? I can't remember right now, that's up on top of the mountain there that we go to. But it you go to that, you leave that little town, and it's like, it was just like 3 minutes, and you're in Georgia, and there's stores right there, too. I mean, what if you're a business in Alabama, and you're shuttered, and then there's somebody just right across the line in Georgia doing business? Number one, if you're worried about it from a health side of it, then there's people still going to a store and interacting and possibly mm-hmm. spreading it at the same time. You're closed and can't do business. So the risk is going to be there in your area, but you can't do, you know, you're not open for business, but the person that does the same thing you do right across the line is.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it so difficult to stay home when that's happening just across the line from you. And same thing with the beaches. If we start seeing beaches open in Florida, more beaches open in Florida, and we're shut down still at Gulf Shores and Orange Beach, I mean, think of all that tourism money.
Oh, my
money.
Gosh. Can you imagine that, looking right across the line there? And go, so would part of Floribama be open and part of Floribama be closed?
I think maybe they could do that. I guess it depends on where the business is officially licensed.
Well, you know that the front of Floribama there, where they sell lottery tickets, is in Florida. I don't know if there's any actual portion of the building that's in Alabama, but that's what I'm getting at. How do you balance that out there? I'm not saying that you shouldn't take health precautions, but when it's state by state, yeah, if you're in the middle of a big state, it doesn't matter. But if you're somewhere like we are with a, you know, state lines, either way, you know, very close to go to Mississippi or Florida, or if you're up along the Georgia line right now. Oh, by the way, thank you, Chuck. Yeah, Mentone. Mentone, which is just a beautiful place. Have you ever been to Little River Canyon?
I have not. I need to.
It's a great trip, man. Great trip. Great family trip. DeSoto State Park. Little River Canyon. Put that on your to-do list.
It's on it.
Okay.
Along with all the other places you've told me I need to visit.
Right. So you tell me TV shows I need to watch, and I tell you national parks and state parks you need to go to. It's a pretty good trade-out.
I think so.
Keep that working. All right. 657, check news next, and Dr. Bill's forecast, and we'll be back to you.